the opinions of Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Sports, sports,
sports,
sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Sometimes. And yeah, there's some sports to talk about today and some other stuff. And wow, look how hot Ramona is on ESPN. Let's do this. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz.
Diabolical.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Tuesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. You want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776, or hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it because he loves that stuff. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. And you can watch us on Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN975 is the number for that. And it's a Tuesday. Usually people are in a really crappy mood. Don't be. We're going to have some fun today. It's been a good day. It's a beautiful day outside. You know, life is good.
It could be worse.
Yeah.
As they say.
We could be dead.
We could be dead.
We're not. We could be Josh.
Josh not having a great one.
Yeah, I didn't catch all of that, but it didn't sound good. And you know what? Your beloved Rockets, it looks like the first move to the teardown by trading Covington.
Yeah, you know what? God bless them for doing it, because they acted like, you know, they wanted to keep this thing together. And I've been saying, oh, God, why are we doing this? Why?
And that would be a guy you'd want to keep if you were keeping it together. He's one of the few.
I don't know. I guess I always just thought, burn it down.
No, I'm with you on that. But I think this is a good sign that they are burning it down. Because if you were going to try to run it back one more time with the same crew, isn't that a guy you'd keep around?
Yeah. You would have to. And what you get in return is 2 first-round draft picks.
That's pretty good.
And you get Trevor Ariza, who, I mean.
This guy, he never dies. He's the walking dead of the Rockets.
He is somehow still in the league.
Yeah.
And
which I assume is just contract back
thing. Yeah, and as long as he's in the league, he's, you know, he'll hit some threes. He'll play a little defense, I guess. And it may, he may just be flipped to a contender.
Yeah, I would think so.
Because he's a piece, like Ariza's a piece you want to have on a team that's contending.
Right.
Which is why the Blazers thought that they wanted him. But this is a win now move for the Blazers, because now you're talking about Lillard, McCollum, Nurkic, Covington. That's a
pretty good group.
Pretty good core right there. And the Blazers, what kept the Blazers from really contending last year was they were pretty awful on defense. And I imagine that Covington immediately improves them there. But the picks are what they get. Now they've got the 16th pick in the draft on tomorrow. And it's not a world-beating draft, but it's something,
yeah.
And you've got a pick for next year. I mean, this is, it's the right move, and I'm all for it. And I hope they keep making. Obviously, I don't think they'll make any more moves that'll get them anything before tomorrow's draft. I think that's what you've got now is what you're going to have going into tomorrow. But it's a good start, and I would imagine they ramp up the efforts to trade James and Russ.
Yeah, I mean. And I think that's a pretty good return for the guy, especially considering that you need draft picks and, you know, not a great pick, but you can get a player there.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming they know what they're doing in the draft, which we don't know because the Rockets never draft. So, I was encouraged to see that. I think it was, I was a little surprised, but, you know, I mean, good move. And now we'll see what happens. It's funny though, Well, then your favorite player turns down a $50 million a year extension which I don't think money really matters to him at this point. He's already making, what, 44, so it's not like, okay, whatever. And Adidas is paying him a small country. So, but I think that's also the final indicator that, all right, we'll see you, James.
Yeah.
And let's hope they can, let's hope they make some more moves that turn this thing upside down, because it's time. And I'm glad to see it.
What did the Rockets... Because I know it was like a convoluted, like a four-team deal or something, but what did the Rockets really send out for Covington? I know they got, they gave up Capella.
Yeah.
They gave up Gerald Green, and they gave up a first-round pick, right?
I think so. I'd have to double-check. I don't remember the pick being involved, but maybe it was.
I think the Wolves got that. I think the Wolves have the Rockets' first round pick from that trade.
Okay.
I might be wrong, but then now you turn around and you trade the guy for 2 first round draft picks. I'll take that deal.
Yeah.
I mean, Clint Capella, you were able to get out from that contract, now maybe it'd be nice to have him, but at the time he obviously wasn't a fit for what they were doing.
Right. No. I mean, and if you're rebuilding, Covington's not a piece you want.
No.
So far, so good for the Rockets. How about that? How about some positive commentary on a Houston team making a move?
There you have it. And Covington's a free agent in 2022. So.
When is Ariza's deal up?
I think next year is the last year of his deal.
Okay. So, but I mean, I expect him to be moved.
Yeah. I don't expect him to be on the team. And if he is on the team, he'll be on the team as like a veteran leader, you know, for
until the trade deadline.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Ariza, I think Ariza would have value to a contending team. I think what this tells you is the Rockets don't plan on being a contending team next year.
Now, although there was also a report that they said, they'd be willing to trade Harden to the Nets for Irving or Durant.
Okay.
Yeah. Why? What would be the point of that?
This is where it gets weird, because
I mean, and I don't know if that's true either. It just may be them trying to get a better price, but yeah.
Well, this is the part that gets weird now, because it seems like James wants out of here. It seems like the Rockets are looking to start fresh. Why would you not do everything you can to make it happen for everybody involved?
Yeah. Well, I think they will, but I also, if you're them, you try to jack up the price as much as you can.
Yeah.
And you ask for the moon, and then you settle for, I don't know, an asteroid, like one of the big ones that's going to hit Earth and kill us all. But, you know, not like the mega asteroid that cuts the Earth in half.
Yeah.
So
with that Robert Covington trade, it looks like the Rockets gave up Capella, Nene, Gerald Green, their 2020 first round pick. And they got back Jordan Bell, Covington, and Golden like State's 2024
second round. Yeah, like a super in the future second rounder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Atlanta held on, had Golden State's pick, and they just gave it to Houston. Hmm.
And then today the reports came out that maybe the Hornets are interested in Russell Westbrook, and the Rockets want them to give up the 3rd pick in the draft. Which, if I'm the Hornets, I would say,
but if you're the Rockets again, you ask for...
Sure.
I mean, you're not going to say, we'll take it. But if you're the Hornets and you've been irrelevant forever, again, there's the attraction of these star players, whether you think they're going to make a difference for you or not. I mean, it would make a difference for them. And, I mean, I could almost see them doing that. I wouldn't if I were them. But I could see why they would.
The problem, and I could see them saying, you know what, we'll give you next year's first round pick. But the problem is you'd have to take salary.
Yeah.
And the salary that you'd almost like Nick Batum would be part of it. And you're probably looking at like a Terry Rozier or a Cody Zeller or some sort of really awful contract and really not a very good player at this point. So that's kind of the downfall of it. But if they said
you can, is why you're asking for the 3rd pick of the draft,
right? But I would say, hey, you know what? I'll give you, if I'm the Rock or if I'm the Hornets, I say we'll give you these, you know, bad players and next year's first round pick.
Is it lottery protected?
I'd say probably not.
If it's not, I think I'd take that deal.
Okay. Because I mean, you've got the third pick in the draft. That whatever you think of the draft, you like to hope that next year your team's not going to be picking in the top three. You like to hope that if you're the Hornets.
Yeah.
So the Hornets are probably thinking, we're giving up, and they're going to get a better player than what they've had. So the Hornets are thinking, we're going to be a little bit better. We all know the reality is the Hornets aren't going to be way better. I mean, right. How good is Russ Westbrook going to make the Hornets?
Well, and what if he breaks?
Right.
So they're still going to have another high pick. But if you are going to take those contracts back, sure, you ask for the third one this year. And I don't blame them for that. And maybe if they can get that, boy, I'd be thrilled. I'd say, you know what? That's two good trades.
Yep.
And then you see what I'm you telling get for Harden. You,
whatever you can move out of here, I'm for. I think it's the move. I think you should, whatever you can do, do it.
100% agree with you, Mr. Hoffman.
Look at us.
Yeah, yeah.
That said, if the guy that the Hornets are targeting at number three is a LaMelo Ball or an Anthony Edwards, then Russ doesn't necessarily make a whole bunch of sense all of a sudden.
Yeah, it just depends on what you want, you know. Yeah. And there are teams, we've talked about it a lot, that want that star power, and they want a guy who's going to put up a triple-double every night because that's exciting and fun. And there's a reason that franchises like that continually suck, because those are the kind of moves they make. And anybody who's watched Bill O'Brien the last few years should know that.
Yep.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
The Blitz. The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 209 says, H-Town backing Harden to stay and not bolt to play with headcase Kyrie and always injured KD. I know there's some of you out there that feel that way. I don't know that the whole city does, though. I don't want to say H-Town.
Yeah, the whole city doesn't feel that way.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you guys an opinion on something?
Sure.
For the listeners and
why the heck not?
Assuming, you know, the COVID is at least slowed down a little bit by then, would people be interested in an outdoor charity poker tournament in probably late December, assuming the weather, you know, obviously.
No. Late December? Outdoors?
Yeah. We're not doing it indoors.
That seems like bad timing.
Well, I mean, I've actually studied the weather patterns in December. They're not nearly as bad as you think. January and February is when it's really bad. It's a lot like this. I mean, it would obviously be weather permitting. And we'd have heaters and stuff if it got cold. But, well, I mean, you don't do anything. I'm asking the listeners.
You can do that online now.
We can, but we're, you know, also trying to, you know, for people who want to get out. And I mean, we don't want to do it indoors.
Okay.
But it'd be spaced. It'd be six-person tables. And I went there today. We're looking at East End Backyard, and it's huge. I mean, there's plenty of room. And just curious if people would be interested in that. So just either hit me up on the text line or the Twitch. And but, you know, we're just looking for things that people can do that would be safe and, you know, it'd be sanitized and everything else. And you know, there's a lot of details I need to work out on it with them. But you know, just curious if people would be interested, because there's a number in my head that we'd have to get to for it to be worthwhile. So, you know, and I think six-person tables are the max you want to do. But they're big tables. I mean, I saw the whole setup today. So, yeah, just hit me up on the text line or via Twitch if you'd be interested. But we're looking at like a Tuesday or Wednesday night that week between Christmas and New Year's because people will be home. And, you know, but again, it depends so much on the COVID. If it's, if that, if stuff's still as bad as it is now, then we wouldn't want to do it. But, yeah, you know, we but if it's, you know, if it's doable and the weather cooperates, I mean, there's a lot of ifs to it, but I think it'd be a lot of fun and there'd be food and beer and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
So, all right, that's all. Just wanted to ask. The whole Rockets thing just fascinates me because, you know, you've been saying tear it down. I didn't expect them to, but like in a best case scenario, what do you think they come out of with all this?
In the best case scenario, in my mind?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're assuming all these guys are gone.
Yeah. Okay. So, that's the best case scenario is you find somewhere to trade James Harden before next season, somewhere to trade Russ Westbrook before next season. The best case scenario is someone says, hey, would you be interested in parting with Eric Gordon?
Yes.
That part seems unlikely, but okay.
He might be a piece for somebody. Yeah. I mean, now if you could get anything for him, I mean, just getting him off the roster, I think would be a good deal.
Yeah. But if that's the case, if all those guys are gone, presumably you are able to secure a few draft picks in that whole mess. You know, they've got, I think, semi-ownership of next year's draft pick, if I'm not mistaken. They've got
I think it's protected.
Yeah. If it's top four, they own it. And if they trade all those guys, it's very conceivable they could be top four. And then, I think, you know, you've got a window here where you could almost rebuild this thing kind of like the Astros did. And if you hit on a couple of these draft picks, you find yourself contending again in 2023.
Well, and basketball much easier than baseball because you only have to hit on two or three guys.
Well, and in basketball, unlike baseball, you get the first pick. Usually he goes to the minor leagues for a couple of years and
you might not maybe see him for 3 or 4 years.
Maybe he doesn't.
Yeah.
If you get two or three, you know, lottery picks, those guys show up and they're expected to help your team the next year.
Like that, it doesn't mean they do though. There are always. There are busts.
Certainly.
But yeah, you expect them to play right away. And yeah, I'd be all for, assuming you have a protected pick for next year, I'd be all for a full on tank job. And I know fans don't want to hear that. They don't. I mean, it's bad enough that they have a football team that's in full on tank mode without a pick.
I think I'd be okay with it. And the reason why it's a lot better to tank now than at the end of James Harden's contract is because around the time James Harden leaves is around the same time that your first round draft picks all start going to Oklahoma City. So the 24, 25, and 26 draft picks are all Oklahoma City's. So if you're going to tank, it's a lot better to tank right now because you own your draft picks in 21, 22, and 23. You'll be able to actually be rewarded for tanking, unlike the Texans, who are right now tanking with no prize at the end of the season.
Agreed. I don't know why this is. I just happened to open Twitter. It says, politics trending, move to Canada. Why is that trending?
Why don't you go and move to Canada, Fred?
Because they won't let me in. They won't let any of us in right now.
Not letting anybody in, yeah.
Apparently, people are telling Donald Trump to move to Canada.
Oh.
Because he tweeted something out about, in Canadian federal elections, we use paper ballots that are counted by hand in front of scrutineers. We do not use machines to count ballots. So he says, this says it all. So hence, move to Canada. I wish he'd just drop the whole balloting thing. I mean, I'm more than happy to have them go through them with a fine-tooth comb and find the 500 or 600 of them that are screwed up. But, you know, come on, man. And I don't think Canadians really like Donald Trump.
No?
So.
Well, you listen to that news.
So he says, people weren't going to games when Harden was here regularly. Why would it make much difference when they tank?
Well, here's the deal. No one's going to games next year anyway.
Yeah. And, I mean, if you're going to do it, it's perfect time, right? Because I don't see it. I don't see us having anywhere near full stadiums before this time next year.
Yeah.
And so Harden is one of the best players in the league. Doesn't make sense why the Rockets aren't doing everything to keep him and build around him. They have been doing that for years, and it hasn't got him where they want to. And guess what? He won't be one of the best players in the league in 3 years.
Yeah. It doesn't make sense to not build around him. What have they been doing? They do with Chris Paul. What they do with Russell Westbrook. Like, at some point, you stop building around a guy and saying, well, this guy is not the guy to build around. Is he a very good player? Yes. Is he a cornerstone guy that you build a franchise around? I've said for a long time, no, because you're not going to win a championship if he's your best guy. And I firmly believe that.
I get the guy has a lot of fans in the city who love him and love watching him put up triple-doubles and love watching him score 60 and love watching him suck in the playoffs. But at some point, you have to move on.
And here's the outcomes of if he goes to the Nets in Brooklyn. Either he will be the best player on the team because Kevin Durant can't recover from Achilles injury, which is a career-altering injury. Yeah, it's entirely possible Kevin Durant's never the same.
That's not unfair to say.
And if that's the case, I give them about the same chance as the Rockets of winning the championship. If Kevin Durant's a shell of his former self, I don't consider them a contender. The other part of that would be if Kevin Durant does fully recover and he is back to old Kevin Durant, then James Harden is the second best player on that team. I give them a pretty good shot. But
the problem is, and here's why I would love watching it from the outside. It's just both of those guys are so mentally soft.
Kyrie too. Kyrie believed the earth was flat for 5 years.
And I could see that falling apart in just a beautiful way. I really could. But we'll see how it plays out.
Brother Bear says, bigger bust, Anthony Bennett or Greg Oden? Anthony Bennett started like 4 games in his entire NBA career. Greg Oden got hurt, but Greg Oden was a decent player when he was on the floor. Anthony Bennett was a total, total disaster. Worse than Greg Oden.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
Four starts in his NBA career. Four for the number one overall pick. It's hard to outbust that, brother.
Yeah. How many teams has he been on since, including the Rockets? It picked him up at one point.
The Rockets picked up Anthony Bennett?
Yeah, I think before last season.
Oh, he never camp or something?
Yeah, they brought him to camp. He never made the team, but he was here briefly. So, well, hey, guys, guess what? There's still betting going on. And, yeah, we're losing a few college football games, but there's still plenty being played. You still got the NFL. You know where to go, mybookie.ag, which thanks, Bears, for last night for not bothering to win that game. Lost a little bit on there. That's okay. Because MyBookie, it's easy deposits, easy withdrawals. They give you lots of options, man. In-game, one of my favorite things to do now is bet in-game. If a game's not going my way, I'll hit the other side, make some money back. You can play parlays. You can play teasers. You can play those Hoffman teasers all over the place. They got you covered on MyBookie.ag. And if you join today, they're going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code radio when you sign up. That's promo code radio. And if you're not into football, guess what? Soccer. They got that covered. It's all there. You can bet golf, tennis, anything. It's all on MyBookie. And just go to MyBookie.ag, promo code radio. MyBookie.ag. You bet, you win, they pay. That's MyBookie.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
A smart guy once said, if you fail to plan...
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
I know that we're talking about Harden either wanting to go team up with D'Antoni with the Nets or with Daryl Morey again with the Sixers, but in a vacuum, I don't love it. Let me repeat that. In a vacuum, I don't love it. Now, if you're the Houston Rockets, you bet not be doing a deal for James Harden that don't include Kyrie Irving. So I don't see those three actually playing together. But if it does happen, here's what we're going to see. One guy with the ball and the other two guys watching.
And we're back on the Blitz, huh?
Here's what I'll say about that. I don't want Kyrie Irving here. Here's the other thing. You know how I say you're not going to win a championship if James Harden's your best player? I've seen what it is when Kyrie Irving's your best player. It ain't any better. It's worse. I don't want Kyrie. Like, that's where Rockets fans have to make a disconnect between, like, everybody's concerned about winning right now. You're not going to win right now. This, what you've got here isn't going to win. Whether James is here or not, Russ is here or not, you're not going to win. Start fresh. Bringing in Kyrie Irving is not a fresh start here. It is not a reset. It's just trading out one problem for another problem. And in fact, it's trading out a problem in James, who at least is healthy all the time, for a problem in Kyrie, who can't stay on the floor.
Yeah, I would listen. Trading him now, it's the time to do it. It would have been like trading JJ 2 years ago. People would have been like, what are you doing? But then it would have been the time to do it. And it's the same thing. His value diminishes from here. And does he have a few years left? Absolutely. But we've seen what the best of him is with this team. Lone Ranger says, hey, gents, why is Silas not going to be given the chance to work with Harden and Westbrook? I'm sure that was, he was told that was part of the deal when he was hired. That, hey, we might be tearing this whole thing down. You may not have those guys. And, you know, maybe, and I think that might be part of the indicator that this is a complete tear down too.
Yep.
Was that higher? So, you know, I'm sure he took the job knowing that it was a possibility. Largo says if Kyrie comes to Houston, he can tour NASA and tell everyone they're make-believe people. That's true.
Good point.
That's a good point. But, yeah, I thought it's interesting to me. I'm sure when they made the coaching hire, the idea, and maybe that's why guys like Doc Rivers weren't really interested. It's like, hey, might move all these guys. Might tear this whole thing down. We didn't get to talk about this too much yesterday, but I don't want to do too much NBA. What do you think of Chris Paul to Phoenix?
I mean, I think it's a good deal. I mean, I think it's a good deal for Phoenix. It's a good deal for everybody, really, because Phoenix feels like they're getting really close. They just missed out on the playoffs last year, and I think that the Lakers were very glad that they did, because if you remember in the bubble, the Suns were undefeated. They didn't lose a game in the bubble, which kind of sucks that you could say, you know what, all right, Phoenix, you come down to the bubble. You got a chance to make the playoffs. They win every single game that they play in, and still not enough. But it's clear that Booker is on a trajectory to be a superstar.
Yeah.
And you put an experienced guy in there with him and Ayton, and now you've got the makings of a real team. I think Phoenix has a big up arrow by him. I liked Phoenix as a rising team anyway. Now you put a veteran leader on that team. What's not to like?
Apparently, why am I getting a emergency alert that COVID is spreading rapidly?
Stop gatherings. Wear a mask.
Okay.
You don't have to blow my phone up during the show for that.
Yeah, what the hell? I mean, haven't we been saying that anyway? Hey, I've got something that you have to quit bitching about.
Okay.
Laramie Tunsil, no longer the highest paid tackle in football.
Oh, boy.
See David Bakhtiari's deal?
Yeah.
Yeah, he, 4-year extension worth up to $105.5 million, averages 23 a year, and makes him the highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL. Now, I'm not surprised to see him as the highest paid offensive lineman in the NFL. He's probably earned that, but Laramie Tunsil no longer.
Man. Laramie Tunsil didn't pay an agent, though, so he's still probably getting.
Yeah, he's probably going to come out ahead on that. And you know what? He has played like one of the best three or four tackles in the league this year.
Yeah, he's been very good.
So I always bitch when guys get paid and then play like garbage. Zach Cunningham up until the last 2 weeks, but give him credit for that. Somebody says Tillman is the worst owner in Houston sports right now. Let's see what the
I think it's a Cal's first right off in the mix.
I think
like it, Jack Easterby and Bill O'Brien burn this whole thing down.
Yeah, let's see what Cal does this offseason. If he really brings back Cornell and Jesus Easterby, I'd rather have the guy who's got the cojones to start over than rebuild the thing, because you know I think that it's going to be unpopular with a lot of people trading Harden, but I mean I think it's a smart thing to do, and you know there's players you'll be able to get. Yeah, if I'm them, I want as many future assets as possible. I want to just full on suck next year.
Yeah,
get a top three pick and try to start over. Yeah, there's a lot of angry Rockets fans on the Twitch today. A lot of bleep Tillman.
All this talk woke up all the Rockets bots on Twitter too.
Oh, really?
Apparently, we're starting to get tweets of it's Russ's fault. Get rid of Russ and Harden can shine.
Okay. Yeah, I just got a bot free James Harden. H-Town backs him staying and shipping out RW. Well, at least the bots are listening. Somebody says the Dynamo have the worst office and ownership in front office. Well, tell you what.
Boy, good for Jim Crane, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's getting sued and, you know, his team's like the subject of a national scandal. And somehow he comes out of this. You know, he's the best owner in Houston sports.
Yeah, he's chased off the Ryans. He's lost the guy who built his team. He put his son in charge.
And I mean, somehow everybody's like, doing a pretty damn good job.
I mean, it's all karma because the Texans blow the lead to the Chiefs. The very next day, what happens? Oh, hey, Mike Fiers says the Astros cheated in 2017, and that took up most of the show where we couldn't bag on the Texans. Now he's getting all this extra scandal crap, Crane is, and both teams are coming to bail him out by being even dumber.
Speaking of the Dynamo, according to my buddy Victor on Soccer Matters tonight, Houston Dynamo president John Walker will take calls from fans in the first hour. So if you're not happy with him, I know they did their new rebrand today, which you know, I don't really, all they did was like different like logos. I guess they call them badges in soccer.
Yeah.
So I don't even know what it means, but feel free to call in if you're a Dynamo fan and, you know, enjoy first hour. You get a club president. I don't think we'd get Cal McNair for an hour taking calls from fans.
No.
I don't think, well, I guess the equivalent would be Jamie Roots. He wouldn't take call from fans for an hour.
No. So
there you go. 713-780-ESPN. And yeah, I'm getting a lot of really angry Rocket fan on.
What are they angry about?
They don't want him traded. They want to keep him.
And to what end? What do you gain out of it? Like, that's a weird thing about Rockets fans. They're so satisfied with being, like, just considered pretty good.
Oh, no, he's an MVP candidate every year, AJ.
He is.
He's not the problem. And that's where we disagree. I disagree with people who say he's not the problem because, you know, you've tried this now with multiple people. You tried it with Jess James and a bunch of homelesses. You tried it with Dwight Howard. Yeah, tried it with Chris Paul. You've tried it with Russell Westbrook. At what point do you realize the common denominator is either...
It's like you with marriage.
What do you mean?
It's like at some point, you got to... it may be Fred's fault, all right?
No. Look, it's not... Listen, there's a big difference here, okay?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it wasn't very nice. Gary wants an over under on the number of calls for the Dynamo Big Shot. I don't know. I think all 11 Dynamo fans will be calling in. So, somebody says, attention Rockets fans, Harden wants out of a situation he created. Yeah, that's true. Somebody says he can't leave. He has ownership stake in the Dynamo. Doesn't JJ own part of his wife's team now? Did he invest in one of those soccer teams?
Yeah. I think he owns one in Utah.
Yeah. Oh, Utah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So it's okay. But anyway, it wasn't all my fault. Just saying.
Okay.
I mean,
he was more the Maury of it. He kept trying to bring in new pieces to work out, and they just didn't work out.
Listen,
he wasn't the player on the court screwing it up. He was just like, okay, this combination. So now I'm Daryl. There's a new combination.
So now I'm Daryl Morey, right? So I think I'm smarter than everybody, and you know, people think I know what I'm doing, but I really don't. And
more
now,
of a compliment. To
now
be,
I'm going to go to another city and screw up.
Sounds kind of okay. Yeah.
You're saying you want to move to Toronto?
Yeah, except that would mean that this marriage hasn't failed, which
you wouldn't move to Canada without her.
I don't know what. I mean,
find some other Canadian chick.
It's kind of hard to find a bunch of rich Canadian chicks. I mean, she's got a bunch of land up there.
Not in Toronto, though.
No, not near Toronto, but.
So you could move to Toronto and find a rich metropolitan Canadian chick.
Yeah, I don't really think that's necessary. If I were leaving, if I were to leave the country right now, well, I can't leave the country right now. I think I'd like to live in London.
What?
Yeah. Or Australia.
What?
Yeah.
London?
Let's take Jeff's call. What's up, Jeff?
Hello, Jeff.
Turn your radio down.
Oh.
Yo.
My bad, buddy. Yeah, sports. First time calling, long time listener.
All right, sports, buddy.
All right, man. Hey, I was just looking on Bleacher Report, and I seen this proposed trade. James Harden going to the Celtics with P.J. Tucker. Russ going to the Knicks. And we would get Jaylen Brown, Gordon Hayward, Kevin Knox, Julius Randle, Bobby Portis, pick 14, 26, and 30. And then next year's 2020 first-round pick from the Celtics. Man, I'm all for them blowing it up and starting it over or feeling happy. I know I grew up watching sports where the stars wanted to play against the stars and wanted to stay on it, loyal to the team. But, you know, this new era has changed everything thanks to LeBron. And, I mean, if he wants to leave, just let him leave. As long as we get a good return back, man, I'm all for it. He gave what he could. I mean, I'm with AJ, man. That guy was never going to win us a championship. But it was just exciting at least being in the mix every now and then. And I'll listen to you guys.
Yeah, I don't know if I don't know if I believe that trade rumor. I mean,
yeah,
that'd be a decent haul.
Grimm says someone was active on the trade machine. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's basically what a writer did, was get on the trade machine, put all that together, and then, oh, here, look at this. This is a possibility.
But, you know, if you can get these guys out of here, like I said, I'm not really that worried about what players come back. I'm worried about what building blocks for the future come back. Draft picks, expiring contracts. That's what I would want. And, you know, I listen, you're going to suck for a while. Is it fun being in contention? Sure. Did it really feel like you were in contention last year?
No. And last year was a weird year because it stopped. But before they stopped playing, that's when the Rockets were kind of playing their worst.
Yeah.
And I think we were all sitting there going, uh-oh, I don't think this thing's going to work. And
but even if the Rockets had played their best, were they going to beat the Lakers 4 out of 7?
No, not as they were constructed.
No,
and not the way and when the way it came into it, the way the Lakers were playing and the way the Rockets were playing, there was no way. So, but you know, that's the thing. Well, got to the conference semis. Yeah,
that means you won a playoff round.
Yeah, three other teams did. You know, and
on each side,
and that's
mind you,
pretty
on
good.
Each side.
That's pretty good. But is that what?
Is that the goal? Is that the big goal?
And I think that's as far as you're going to get with this guy. Mainly because, hey, listen, if you got regular season Harden in the playoffs, it'd be a different story. But you don't.
And there's a lot of teams who are probably having to think the same thing about their superstar guys. Like at this point, let's say this Covington deal doesn't work out for the Blazers. They're going to get to a point where it's like, man, how far can we go with Dame Lillard?
Yeah,
because the results keep rolling out the same.
Yeah,
you know, the Spurs probably feeling that way. LaMarcus Aldridge, like, is LaMarcus Aldridge really going to make us competitive? Doesn't feel like it.
Yeah, the difference is LaMarcus is probably not on the level of Lillard and Harden.
No,
but
he's their best player. He's the guy that they've apparently been building around. Like, you know, it's some point. Hell, here's a bigger example: Giannis.
Well, yeah, that's
if Giannis keeps flaming out in the playoffs.
You know what? Giannis could very well be younger James.
Yeah.
So far, that's what he's been.
It's great having these MVPs and stuff, but at some point, if you don't do anything in the playoffs, does it really matter if you have the best player? Like, is your goal as a Rockets fan to be the Anaheim Angels, to have Mike Trout and, you know, watch him put up all these regular season numbers and then, you know, have no rings to show for it? That's not the goal to me.
I think if your long-term goal is to win a championship, this is the time to try to build towards that. Because while you've been close, I think that era is over. I think you missed your chance with the Chris Paul team. I think that was your one shot at it. And, you know, for a lot of reasons, it didn't work out. So, time to move on. As Tom Petty would say, time to get going. Under my feet, baby, grass is growing. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys. Sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Overweight Pats fan says, according to the CDC, backdoor sex makes you immune to COVID-19.
Really? I thought that was Listerine.
Yeah, I don't think so. I did see a story that it could have long-term effects on the male's ability to produce babies.
Oh, good news. Got that old snip-a-rooney.
Yeah, well,
none of us here looking to make any babies, right?
No, I think...
That sounds like a rest of the world problem to me.
Frankly, I think we need
fewer... Not a Blitz problem.
We need fewer babies. So maybe
there are too many people in the world.
There really are. I mean, I'm not saying we need to go full Thanos here, but it'd be nice if we backed off for a generation or two.
Yeah.
Just slowed things down a little bit. I mean, let's get Jose on.
Orale, Jose.
¿Qué onda, AJ?
Oh.
I have a question for Fred. Hey, Fred, I know you've been following the NBA since the 1940s. What's your opinion about all these superstars joining together to make super teams?
Yeah, what did you? George Mikan never had to do that.
Well, Dolph Shays. Back in the day, Dolph Shays was a. Now, listen, guys, I have no problem with this because it's nothing new. And teams have been doing it for years. Go back and look at the Showtime Lakers. They went and picked up. They went out and made trades to bring in guys and build the thing. So the team built it. Why not let the players have a little say in where they go? Yeah. I have no problem with it. And, you know, just because I used to nail those buckets up there doesn't mean it can't change.
This is what I've always thought was funny. And the caller earlier was like, LeBron started this, you know, the super team thing. Do you remember there was a time when people would say, nobody cares about rings. All they care about is getting as much money as they can. Sports are just gross now because all these guys care about is money. And then LeBron James, the unquestioned best player in the world at the time, said, you know what? I'm going to take less money to go and try and win championships. And then suddenly the entire narrative just got switched. And now it's like, look at these guys. They're just trying to pile up and win rings. I thought that's what you wanted.
Well, can I just add something here?
Please.
You know who else did that? The Chicago Bulls.
Yeah.
You know who else did that? You're not going to want to hear this, Houston. Your Houston Rockets kept pulling guys in to try to chase rings. Charles Barkley, Scottie Pippen. They were putting together...
Hell, Clyde!
Yeah. I mean, and yes, the team made that trade, but you don't think Clyde wanted to come here and play with the Kings?
Right.
And he went to the Blazers and said, hey, can you make that happen? They did. So it's nothing new. And to me, I don't care who's putting it together. If the team's doing it, usually it's because the players want to play together and want to make that deal happen.
It's so weird, though, that it did turn like that. Like what should be important to athletes changed. Used to it was like all they should want to do is win championships. And now all they want to do is win championships. And people are like, well, that's not fair. That's not fair. They're getting the best players all together to win championships.
Oh, dear.
I miss the days when just one, like, I miss the good old days when Wilt Chamberlain was the only tall black guy on the floor, and he just dominated the whole league.
Not Bill Russell, he didn't. He didn't dominate Bill Russell.
Nick said the Celtics were the original big three. I don't know why no one said anything about them. What did they do when I got Kevin Garnett? They weren't really the original. No, the Showtime Lakers. And probably goes, you know what? It goes back farther than that. Goes back to the 76ers going out and getting Moses Malone.
Yeah.
I mean, these things have happened for years. And, you know, the Rockets wanted, I mean, it wound up working out for them really well. But the, you know, Malone wanted to go play with Dr. J. Guess what? They made it happen. It's been going on forever. Just nobody wants to talk about that because, well, most of you weren't alive. It's not your fault. So, Brother Bear said, I think we went to the dark side with Dell. He said from day one to get rid of people. I'm not saying get rid of people. I'm saying just don't create any more for a while. Take 10 years off.
Seriously. We got a lot of technology now. I was able to get my balls snipped, and I can just have sex with my wife as much as I want and never get her pregnant. The technology exists, guys. For those of you who have weak pullout game or don't like condoms, the technology exists. Get it done. It's not that expensive. It doesn't hurt. It's no big deal. All right? Stop having babies.
God. And the Bulls didn't. Yeah, they went and got Tony Kukoc.
Yeah, they got the best international player in the world added to their team.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5, 92.5.
ESPN 97.5.